fishing. A jerk on one end of the line, waiting for a jerk on the other end. What's biting in the southwest on Triple M?
Good morning, Holly. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, Jared. Yourself?
Oh, not too bad, mate. They've That's left me in charge here, and I'm not sure if it was the smartest idea, to be honest.
Well,
so,
sound like you're doing all right, mate. Yeah, well, Andy having a long weekend, is
yeah,
you?
Yeah, just a long weekend. Maybe catching up on some fishing. I know she's up in Collie presenting some awards on Saturday night, so a little bit of work over the weekend. But
Well, the weather's been really good even through this week. Like I said last week, yeah, midweek was going to be a smasher. Plenty of guys did get out on the weekend as well. But firstly, just a big happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Albie. Albie was 11 last weekend. We had a party out at his mates, Jamie, him and his old man, Corey. But they had it catered Asian lips. They catered all this magnificent food. Like I said, oh, my God, I think I had 8 plates in the end of it. Obviously, it was just so good. But, yeah, guys, Asian lips, get into that. I was just talking to you about the whales at the end of the jetty through last week as well. I saw a couple of humpbacks just cruise past the end of the jetty there. So.
Isn't it an amazing sight? It's just something that you just can't even explain the feeling when you see something that big swim past you.
And then when you see them come out of the water, like when they breach, you think, how the hell do they get out there? And I just read an article in New South Wales, 2 men got rushed to hospital where this whale has come out of the water and landed on it landed on the deck.
Wow, that's
incredible. Actually, I saw the photo. Oh, you mean it just put ripped all the side of the boat and they actually did land on the boat. So be careful of them, guys. Like, you know, I like getting close. And like I say, they're just amazing. And you're in awe of them. Yeah, you don't want them to land on the boat. But, I was talking to a few locals at the pub last week, right, on Friday, chatting the boys. And they go, Holly, you got to stop telling everyone to go to Monaghan's, right, you know, with the mulloway and the snapper. Mm-hmm. But in the end, they sort of said, nah. It's all good because at the moment there's that many mulloway and snapper all the way through the guys. You can even sort of sit out in a boat just down from the drains. You're barely up and everyone will get a nice feed of them. Also, last Sunday I was driving home and always sort of go down and have a look at the ramp, see what's going on. Got down there was a car bogged up to the bottom of the car. He was that bogged and he sort of had a guy trying to stretch him. And he said, mate, you don't have a snatch strap on you, do you? So I actually did, but I thought, mate, there's no way that car was coming out.
Need an excavator.
That's right. So I ended up ringing me, mate. Benno's got a nice vehicle as well. So he ended up coming down and, pulled him out, guys. But it was a low tide and at Dolphin, you've got to sort of get right down to where your car is actually in the water as well, just to get that water underneath the trailer to get the boat back on the trailer. So be careful of them, guys. I think in the end they had to go up to Monaghan's, which is a bit better ramp, and they pulled the boat out off there, but they did get the boat and the trailer out of the water there. All right, last weekend, though, too, lots of dewies were caught all through the bay, west coast. The guys had a field day. They reckon they were everywhere, and there's still a lot of bawdies getting around. Bawdies are on every spot, I think, guys. You just got to hunt them up, and the best bait for them is ockey. So if you've got some nice, fresh ockey, get into them. The big King George, too, I was talking to him, mate, Chad, and he said inside and outside the 4 mile, they're getting those big 600-mil King Georgies. Not much beat them, apart from the old maybe flathead. Crabs are all still through the bay, but like I said, with the weed there, chuck a tarp in your dinghy or your boat. So once you do get finished your crabbing, you can just flick all that back over into the ocean. The squid, like I say, and the girls from Barley Food Spot, they've been going out and still slaying the squid. They said some of the tubes, once they've got them in the bucket, they're all sticking right out of the bucket, you know, some doozies there. Also, actually, Skulls, he sent me a photo. Him and Copes went out last weekend to the shelf, I'm guessing, and had a nice esky full of harpooka there, guys. So if you can, and you know a few spots out there, get out amongst them. And also those herring and the big skippy in the bay, EG's old man, Bill, they've been getting out there, anchor up, burly up, and you get a nice feed of them as well. Weekend weather, though, is not looking too good with these storms. However, it does help the mulloway fishermen. But Saturday's northerly, 14 knots in the morning, swinging northwesterly a bit, 13 knots by lunchtime, and then staying true on that in the Arvo. But then Sunday, the wind drops right off to a southwesterly, 4 knots in the morning. So there is a little window there, guys, if you want to get out. But by lunchtime, it's southerly, 16 knots, and then the sea breeze southeasterly on the 14 knots on the way home. So tight lines, guys.